G'day, brothers and sisters, and this is Cross-Eyed Ned's Word on the Line. These are just going to be some short just sharings, and for more, you can visit our website, crosseyedned.com. But just today, I wanted to just kind of touch on, just for a short while, the high call of God, the above invitation of God, the eternal call of God in every generation. And I have a question, and I'm speaking mainly to believers. If you're a non-believer, you must be born again. That's just a fact. But here's my question. Unto what has God called us? Has he called us unto a place? Has he called us unto a location? Has he called us unto a thing in and of itself? Has he called us unto the ministry? Or has he called us unto the person of his Son? And this is the issue of the ages. This is the eternal issue here. God the Father has called us unto his Son. This is his call, his high call, his high calling, of which the Apostle Paul speaks of. This is his high calling throughout every generation. Now, in every generation, there are those who respond by the work of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus himself said, "No man can come to me except the Father draw him." So if you're born again, it is not because you decided to be born again. If you are born again, it is because God hath performed his miracle in your soul. But it continues. It continues. Because new birth is the entrance unto everything of God. The born-again believer has received everything they will ever receive of God at the moment of new birth in the person of Christ Jesus. So, and the question is, for us who are born again, do we know him whom we have received? Now, once again, back with the high calling of God. In every generation, God the Father, by his Spirit, is calling unto the person of his Son. There are those who respond by the work of the Spirit, and by the work of the Spirit, there are also those who have gone on in the Lord and have served this calling in their generation. There are many who have continued on and have found themselves to be occupied with something less than the person. But God does not call unto something less than the person of his Son. The Bibles, the Bible, the Scriptures, the testimony is all designed of God with one purpose, to bring unto the person of his Son. Everything that God does, that God allows, that God permits, is designed of God with one purpose, to bring unto the person of his Son. First at the moment of new birth, then for those who are born again, that the heart would come now in knowledge. Listen to the way I say this, in knowledge unto the one, Christ himself, whom we have already been brought in reality, our soul, been brought in reality at the moment of new birth. To discover him who is eternally present, who fills the soul of the one who is born again. What is it that Abraham discovered when the Lord finally brought him unto the land of Canaan? Abram, his name at the time, Abram discovered the Lord himself who was present in the land. And what is there to do in Canaan for Abraham? Nothing but discover the one who is ever present in the land. You can say this. In effect, Abram heard the call of God, answered the call, and served the Lord, served the purpose of the Lord in his generation. He continued in that call because he continued discovering the one who was ever present. Remember, Jesus said this, "They are they that testify of me." When Abraham, or Abram, depending on what chapter you're reading in Genesis, when he discovered the Lord, he discovered Christ himself. Every time. So this calling, this high calling, this above calling of God, the above invitation of God, is unto the person of his Son. The Apostle Paul, he confesses it, "But I press toward the mark, the goal, the bullseye, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. One thing I do, forgetting everything that is behind, I press on unto him who is before." The high call of God in Christ Jesus. So the Lord bless you. As I stated, for more, you can go to crossidenet.com. Lord bless you. Have a good day.